Proverbs Every Day, episode number, 293. Yes. All right. For the next few episodes, things are going to be a little weird because I'm actually going to be on the road. So I'm doing what I can, but I need to make these as brief as possible. So allow me to apologize in advance for kind of a brevity here. So it's a couple things. I'm going to freak out here. Anyway, there's some things like, we're skipping like prayers, themes, all that kind of stuff. We're skipping, we're going right into it. Okay. I hope that doesn't freak anybody out. So here we go. Proverbs 18. We're reading from the New Living Translation. Unfriendly people care only about themselves. They lash out at common sense. So, by the way, this is a good indicator of when you see somebody that cares only about themselves, is that sort of thing, is when they lash out at common sense. It's like their outward appearance that you can tell that they don't have a care for you if they are just being foolish like that. Speaking of fools, fools have no interest in understanding. They only want to air out their own opinions. Also key. Air their own opinions. I like that a lot, actually. That says it well. Doing wrong leads to disgrace, and scandalous behavior brings contempt. Wise words are like deep waters. Wisdom flows from the wise like a bubbling brook. Deep waters is a... Remember, just keep in mind the context of when this was written. It's kind of that historical criticism here, as we're looking at that from that perspective of saying that, you know, deep waters would be very sought after. This is very clean water coming from the ground. And that's kind of the... So when you see deep waters, it's usually a word of something that's refreshing and, you know, fresh and clean. And so in this case, wise words are like deep waters is very much saying that you're getting more than you normally would have. So, yeah. Verse 5, it is not right to acquit the guilty or deny justice to the innocent. Again, one of those things where it's like, it shouldn't have to be said, but it's said just in case. Verse 6, fools' words get them into constant quarrels. They're asking for a beating. The mouths of fools are their ruin. They trap themselves with their lips. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just like they're doing it to themselves. By the way, just so I'm clear about that, when I say that they're doing it to themselves, what I'm saying is you don't need to assist them. Fools are, the mouth of fools are already ruining themselves. You don't need to add anything. You need to put any opinions in there. You know, if they're being foolish and they're acting the fool, let them be. Just answer with silence. Don't even bother. That's what this is saying. Rumors are dainty morsels that sink into one's heart. I think I've seen that interpreted as gossip. So rumors being gossip. But nonetheless, that whole obsession with being first to the news and that sort of thing, it feeds right in here. But the problem is that they sink into one's heart. In other words, they're lodged there, whether you like it or not. And so that's why listening to rumors, oh, I heard this. It's like all of a sudden you're thinking about that now. That's become your thought pattern. Yeah, that's why that's so dangerous, is that you are now, your thinking has been transformed inappropriately to something it shouldn't be. And so now you're thinking in those terms instead of just waiting for truth. So that's why we don't want to be with that, but it's hard to let it go. It's there in the heart. It's like sort of like that whole saying that you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. That's what rumors are doing. They're setting your mindset towards something, even though you probably know it's not true. You're still answering, your mind is still processing it as if it is. Very dangerous stuff. Verse 9, a lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys things. I forgot to highlight this, didn't I? The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. The rich think of their wealth as a strong defense. They imagine it to be a high wall of safety, implying there that it is actually not. Yeah. Haughtiness goes before destruction or pride. Humility precedes honor. Spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. The human spirit can endure a sick body, but who can bear a crushed spirit? Intelligent people are always ready to learn. Their ears are open for knowledge. Giving a gift can open doors. It gives access to important people. And once again, let's go back to this on this one. The first to court, first to answer, first to speak in court sounds right until the cross-examination begins. And again, that's what we're kind of saying with this whole rumors and things like that. So they seem right until it actually is revealed. The problem becomes if your mindset, people's minds are made up, that sort of thing. Flipping a coin can end arguments or casting lots. It settles disputes between powerful opponents. I'm highlighting this because of some of the things we saw with the early apostles and things like that, where there was and we talked about this in April in Acts chapter, was it 15? If I remember, I will try and link that at the end of this video. I'll just have a little thing that shows up right around here-ish, that points you to that. But that's something we talked about today, where there was a two occasions of a dispute that just had to be kind of just decided. It kind of just had to be let go of. And so this flipping a coin can have arguments that settles disputes between two powerful opponents being one that's like, okay, we're just going to keep at this forever if we don't just decide and move on. And so there's nothing, we're not saying that one person wins. We're not saying the other person loses. That's not what we're saying here. We're letting fate decide what fate, air fingers quote, is God deciding through his creation and his set of physics and everything like that. We're saying, you know what? We're just going to honor that. We're just going to toss this up, and whatever the decision is made, we can't make it for ourselves. So we're just going to let the system God created do it. It's controversial, I know. I do not, hear me on this, I do not think that we should make decisions based on this unless we are just stuck. And we've got two things we can't decide on. And I've done this in my life. You know, I've been in a period of fasting, which is something I recommend for this kind of thing. And just still stuck at the end of it. And it was literally just like, flip a coin kind of things. Let God decide it that way and show you that way. If it's truly even, if you have powerful opponents on both sides, if it's truly even, move on. Find a way to move on. There's not any way to make it completely equitable. And it's, you know, somebody's going to have to be conceded, obviously, but you're letting that be not win or lose. I know that's confusing, but hopefully that makes sense. Verse 19, an offended friend is harder to win back than a fortified city. Arguments separate friends like a gate locked with bars. And this, is very much that whole rumors and gossip thing. Wise words satisfy like a good meal. The right words bring satisfaction. The tongue can bring life or death. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. The man who finds a wife finds a treasure, and he finds receives favor from the Lord. I think sometimes that says a good wife, but yeah, maybe implied. I like it anyway. The poor plead for mercy, the rich answer with insults. That's an interesting one. The rich answer with insults. I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm going to give you some homework to look that up in a different translation and see what that is. And maybe put it in the comments and say, verse 23, rich answer with insults, says this in another translation. I'm going to give you that homework to do. You know, I'm always doing it for you, but today I'm telling you to do it. It worked so well the other day that I thought I'd do it again. There are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. All right, y'all. Like I said, I'm rushing through these today a little bit, or these next few. I just want to get these out. And so do forgive the brevity, but just know, still love you. And I'm actually heading out for my uncle's funeral. That's why I'm going to be gone over this time. So that's why these are all pre-recorded. I haven't decided yet, actually, as I'm going through this, whether I'm going to opt to pre-record all like the four that I would need to, or go ahead and record some out in the field. But you'll know by that time. Maybe I'll cast a lot for that, or flip a coin. Who knows? In the meantime, be blessed by the best, and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. See you in the next one.